up a seat at the bar to join us for another episode of McAnally's Pubcast, a podcast exploring the fun and fantastical mind of Jim Butcher's The Dresden Files series. Host Tanzen, Maggie, and me bring you another round of literary analysis on this immense, immersive, and colorful environment inhabited by Harry Dresden, the world's only licensed private investigator and professional wizard. Join an active and engaged community of new and die-hard dedicated fans focused on the fabulous themes, theories, characters, context, lore, and more. This is McAnally's Dresden Files Pubcast by Free Flow Rambling. Conjure by it at your own risk.
Welcome to the McAnally's Pubcast, brought to you by Free Flow Rambling. This is episode 12.28, Magical Spider Patty, where we are covering the novel Blood Rites. My name is Tanzen, and I am joined by Maggie.
Hello, hello.
And Jess.
Memory is a selection of images, some elusive, others imprinted indelibly on the brain. The summer I killed my father, I was 10 years old.
Thank you to our Patreon subscribers for your generous support. It's people like you who help us to do what we do. If you're not yet a Patreon subscriber, sign up today and get a fuck ton of bonus content, kick-ass merch, behind-the-scenes outtakes, and more. Sign up today at www.patreon.com/freeflowrambling.
Chapter 40. Wraith brings Murphy and Dresden into the deeps, where he divulges the details of his evil plan. Madge and Trixie are present as well, but Trixie is thrown to her death in the cavern. Wraith goes to investigate the sirens, while Madge begins the entropy curse. While Madge is busy with the curse, Dresden and Murphy free themselves and make a plan. When Wraith returns, Dresden launches a surprise attack, but Wraith survives and kills all the lights.
Kills all the lights, because that's all he can kill right now.
This is such a weird...
You impotent little shit.
This is such a weird way to start the chapter. I'd been in a few caves that were the headquarters for dark magic and those who trafficked in it.
Have you?
How many caves are you hanging out in, really?
He said a few. I mean, you know.
That's a good point. I overlooked that while reading it.
It's like, yeah.
Also...
I'm always in a cave.
He was raised by Justin Damore, so, you know. Those were probably, like, Sunday afternoons for, let me go to my other, like, freaky occult sadist buddy's
house. They just lived in a regular house. A regular suburban house.
Yes, but under that regular suburban house.
They walked to school.
I mean, Harry did, but... Okay, yeah, I agree, but also, he has mentioned a few other things where they've been on... You know, get all those side cases we don't hear about. Those are when he's right. He's like, this
where he hangs out in caves.
Well, no.
He's just, so weird.
Just to go search out people doing dark magic and trafficking in it. You know? They're not like your old boss, okay? These things don't go down in the grocery store parking lot, okay? It's like most people keep their trafficking to, like, dingy caves.
But, you know, the description of this place just reeks of me of, like, James Bond villain.
Yeah,
like, that's all I could see.
Well, like, drapes and lace hanging off your cave walls.
That's the best thing about it, right? He's like, so I've been in a few caves. He's like, never that have been, like, professionally decorated, though. So going back to your pressure washer question, yeah, I told you, Wraith has in-house positioning. Obviously, he is on this. You know what, if he was really, well, whenever it came out, because I don't know how long they've been in this house and how long they've had the deeps, but maybe he just got, like, a nice, like, Scotch guard over the whole thing before he started. A little Teflon coating, so he's like, you know what, now we can do whatever the fuck we want in here, and this wall will just spray right off. He's got vats of Tilex.
These vampires are weirdos, okay? You don't need this much luxury in your dumping ground deep. Cave.
But you do if it's your sex dumping ground cave, okay? Wraith, again, we've already established the man's getting on in years. Curse or no curse, okay?
Can't just sit on a hard cave floor. I need a pillow.
My knees cannot take this anymore, okay? I want pillows. I want blankets. I want a fucking fancy throne so I can look all like super...
I'm trying to impress my hostages, okay?
Hell yeah. Hey, the power, like half of it's all just psychological and mind games, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you gotta look the part if you want to add them. Plus, and I don't know if this is spoilery or not, but we do find out that he does occasionally conduct, like, business here, too. So, you know, when he has the visiting white corps come by, you know.
You're
not going to make, like, you know, the second in command of the next powerful house, like, just sit on a, you know, ripple of lava rock, you know.
I feel if I was going to be dealing with vampires, I would kind of prefer the black court or the red court, because at least they're, here's a real dingy, blood-covered hole in the wall. It doesn't matter. If I showed up to a white court vampire cave and there was just taffeta on the wall, you know, a lounge see down there, I'd be like, okay, what the fuck is this? I thought I was hooking up with vampires right now. This is bullshit.
I can't wait to see.
Just Twilight saying. Vampires. You guys are all sparkling right now. And the white court probably does apply body glitter every day.
Just Thomas, yes. Lara, I don't see it so much. So I think that's an individual thing.
No, you just haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet, no. But I could totally see it with Thomas. I mean, he already showed up as a sparkly little crystalline butterfly fairy thing to the... Okay, yes and no. If I'm going looking for vampires, sure. But I'm not really a thrill seeker in that way, right? I don't really do horror movies. So I'm thinking I would much prefer to show up to, like, the 70s sex den.
And
you know what? I may die tonight, but at least I don't necessarily want to go to a cold, dank, blood, bone spattered cave where I think they're going to rip my throat out.
Right. Of the ways unpleasant. To die, that's probably the better
I want to go with the smile on my face, right? Yeah. Give me some. I'm getting old too. Mine, give me some pillows.
I get what you're saying. It just seems like you'd be more interested in fairies. I'm saying if you're choosing supernatural hookup and you choose vampire and they take you back to glitter paradise, you're gonna feel cheap.
I don't know. Well, I might cheated. Just feel best of both worlds.
All right, Hannah.
Dresden's description of it. Well, it's subtle, but I like it. Sort of King and I meets Harem Honeys and Seraglio Sluts 2. I know that King and I is a real piece of fiction, but I was a little too afraid to look up the other two.
It's actually really funny. That's what, well, Harem Honeys, I could totally see just being a typical...
Braver than I am. I don't want to find out the results. That's on my search history. No.
That's fine. My search history's ruined anyways.
The women's apartments in an Ottoman palace. Oh, so like the harem. So a Turkish or Ottoman palace, especially the Sultan's court. Okay, so that would be like the boudoirs, the where you kept your harem. Mm-hmm. Their apartments was the Seraglio. So there you go.
So you're not just looking up Seraglio Sluts 2. That's probably
No, I just wanted to know what Seraglio. So I'm going to guess that, yes, his harem honeys and Seraglio Sluts is just, yes, his Debbie Does Dallas generic porno terms.
See, that just reminds me of the Avenue Q song Special. When the announcer is all like, please give a warm hand to the star of Girls Gone Wild, parts 2, 5, and 7, Lucy the Slut.
It's funny because I normally when you're talking about this and go there, I was thinking, "Hold, the internet is for porn" by Avenue Q, but okay.
Yeah, no.
There's
also
options.
A classic.
Also a good one. Passion. If you don't know Avenue Q, can't recommend it more than
that. What more do you need? Look up
it's
Avenue
great.
Q.
It's so good. And I don't even like puppets. I think the Muppets can go fuck themselves. But
when they do,
the Muppets in Avenue Q can fuck.
Not a show to see with your children. No.
Well, not unless you're Papa Rafe.
Come on, children, family bonding time.
Now they'll talk about the birds and the bees.
So yeah, he throws Murphy into a pile of cushion and chains Dresden to a wall.
And we had a time check, which is really useful.
Really useful because we know who we are. Somebody else had this problem apparently before we did, and Butch is like, okay, fine, people.
So it's 11:39. Bing!
Oh, right, because we have to know what time the curse
is coming
down.
Right,
so we have 8 minutes.
Right.
That's not very long at all. What can you do in 8 minutes?
Scream. Be manacled to a wall, I guess.
I'm thinking I do not want to scream for 8 minutes straight.
Have you tried?
I thought you kept saying you didn't want to know shit. Yes, the last time I was in the sex cave.
I only managed to scream for 7.5 minutes.
I was just going to say, I think my record is 11.42.
Oh, my. Okay, so there's more people in this cave.
Wait, what?
Who could it be?
Who could it be? So, Thomas is one of them. And question from the last chapter. Okay, so now he's all naked because I guess sex vampires are just killing somebody. Let's get naked. Why did Wraith have to cut off his shirt in order to tie him? Because that's what he says. He's like, oh, I found the amulet once I was cutting off his shirt to chain him down. I'm like,
he tucked it under his shirt.
No, I get that.
Maybe
no,
he chained him and then wanted to take off his shirt.
Wouldn't that make more sense? Like, once you're chained down, then you would have to cut the shirt off?
He's kind of senile.
But is he?
He might not remember things very well.
He forgets. It's just muscle memory. Right, as soon as he enters the cave, he starts stripping.
it's just on principle. I could have just, like, undone his shirt or made him take it off. But I was like, ha, fuck you, Thomas. I'm going to cut up your shirt. Because knowing Thomas, it's, like, probably fashionable.
Making
that he would
sure
like.
He's not hiding any weapons anywhere.
Making sure he's very uncomfortable as well. It's cold in him.
See, all he's not on the cushion. Removing the shirt part, I get. But it's just the fact that I was like, yeah, why did you have to cut it off him if you haven't yet chained him down? Gratuitous.
Okay, he probably wasn't being helpful, though. Like, oh, yeah, sure. I'm going to take off my shirt, man.
This is just gratuitous nudity at this point, okay, right?
Which works for him, I guess. I don't know.
Bath time,
very,
Thomas.
Very on brand. But
I'm sure Thomas was fighting the removal of his clothes.
I get, but at that point, then fine. Chain him down. Now you have to cut it off to get it. I just, it was just like, but anyways, the point is now he's naked. However, that happens. Voluntarily or not, he is naked and tied down.
Yep.
Hello, brother of mine.
Right. I love that he shit talks the circle that was drawn. It was just a really plain triangle. And have you ever looked up Solomon seals? They're not easy. Like, there's a bunch of different kinds. And they're all, like, really ridiculous. Like,
complex.
Yeah, no kidding. If I were, like, trying to do that, too, yeah, I'd save some time and just draw a triangle. We're good.
Yeah, you know what? Let's just...
What are you supposed to do? Memorize all 20 of them, too?
Right?
That's effort.
It's a lot. It is a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And they're all, like, lots of little intricate details, too.
Yeah, indeed. The yield train sign is coming is the easiest. Do not enter.
Again, we're talking about the Wraith Thieves. I don't think anything in there is do not enter.
So there's also two women in here. Last chance to guess who it is.
Thelma and Louise?
Oh my god, you got it in one.
Woo!
That's crazy.
Woo!
We've got Trixie and Madge.
I totally forgot about Madge. I was like, Madge. Dishpan Madge?
Madge.
Is her hand soft?
Madge, whose hands were too full to shake Harry's, ergo he couldn't feel the power thrumming under her skin. Madge.
Which was then done because 5 minutes later she puts her hand on his arm, so
it was a sleeved hand arm, okay.
So is that a physical barrier?
Yeah.
That's sleeved?
Is that it's
good? It wouldn't have been like hand-to-hand, skin-to-skin contact, yeah.
Madge is such an old name.
Maybe.
Madge is an old name.
I'm so glad we don't call you Madge.
There's a reason you don't call me Madge.
Just the other day, someone introduced themselves as Margaret, and I was like, wait, that's my mom's name. I forget that sometimes.
Yup, Madge. Ex-wife, numero uno.
Yep.
But wait, where's Lucille then?
Crazy. It's almost like she tried to murder Lord Wraith's daughter the other day.
What?
Whoops. Maybe not your wisest choice.
Yeah. So, turns out, this whole, what are we doing? Why would they target Inari? It must not be the Wraiths or anything like that, because why would they target one of the... Well, turns out.
She was just really dumb. Which is funny, because you think, how do you get dumber than Trixie?
Dumb and dramatic. And it's the blowgun.
Yeah.
Well, you told us to kill.
Even Lord Wraith was like, Ridley, who the fuck uses a blowgun? Come on. Right? I didn't authorize that.
Well, this is what happens when you hatch murder plots with porn stars, okay?
But it's also a little bit harsh because he also just tosses Trixie down the hole, too.
I feel
Harry's reaction to that is also very harsh. He's just like, I tried to muster up some feeling about watching another human being killed, but like, whatever. It's just Trixie. I'm like, bro, whose side are you on?
Okay, granted. I don't. So the thing I think that bothers me more is like the suffocation-y thing first.
Right.
Because I know what that
it's
feels like and I can
first.
Yeah, I'm like,
and this is your ally.
Right, well, I've had like siblings and things like that try and write. I'm like, I know what it's like when you purposefully or accidentally and feel like you're suffocating or whatever, right? That is very panic-inducing and very difficult to be like, I can't get it up, I can't get it up, right? So that feeling more, because I'm like, falling in a potentially endless fall to your death, it doesn't have the same, right? Because you're like, well, either it's endless and who knows, I don't know, you have a heart attack before or whatever, or you crunch in instant death because it's such a deep fall that you don't, right? It's not the same as it's just more
Drawn out.
Yeah, just the suffocation thing is more drawn out, right? So that part really bothers, because they leave her sitting there for a while, right? She Madge conjures up this little spider webby patty of death thing and globs
the spider poop.
Globs this goo on her face to stick there. And she's like, starts going, and she's like rolling around on the couch, and her heels are drumming. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's so long of just going through. I'm like, that's the part that makes me feel more uncomfortable. But as far as Dresden goes, yes and no. On the one hand, yeah, you'd be like, oh my God, this is horrible watching somebody die. But at the same time, he's not very happy with Trixie right now, because Trixie took out Emma. And Emma's a mama who had two little girls and was just a nice lady and just trying to have a job and just trying to do, right? And she was so not give two fucks, plus everybody else, right? But I think that for him too, like, because he was right there and it was quote unquote, indirectly, he was responsible for it. I think that's part of why he's like, fuck you, Trixie.
Right. Well, and the motivation for them, for the Wraith and Madge killing her is just, like, is it just because she was annoying?
Pretty much by that.
So, yeah, like, you're incompetent, like, annoying.
Basically, they're like, we have everything set up now. We don't really need you anymore, because we don't have to keep doing the curse after this, because it doesn't matter who the optimal target is. Once Thomas and Harry are out of the way, Wraith can start amassing power again. And then fuck Genosa, because he can come after him with both barrels, right? That's part of the problem of why Genosa's getting away, is Wraith doesn't have his full power to bear on bringing on him and blah, 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 right?
Right, and it sets up a certain amount of ruthlessness on their part as well. Like,
absolutely. Well, it shows, yeah, Madges and stuff like that too, right?
Because there's no hesitation. It's just like, done.
No, and before Laura got on set, Trixie was supposed to be like their only one on set, like the spy who could show up to work every day and be like, this girl is getting close to him, that girl's getting close to him, let's aim for her, right?
Or, yeah, well, I guess
and
not.
And do whatever, right?
Yeah.
But despite all of that, and despite the fact that, yeah, maybe she's a vapid little bitch, like, okay, we've all met assholes. You know, someone cuts you off on the road and you're like, fuck you, I hope a bus hits and kills you. You don't actually mean that, okay? You're not actually going to go to any work to get them killed and hurt,
yeah,
and stuff like that, right?
People keep trying to point this out to you, Jessica. That's mostly a you thing. I know you think everybody else in the world does that. Most of us don't actually have those visceral, knee-jerk reactions to wishing death upon anything and everything that crosses our path.
No?
No.
Huh.
Yeah. So, in a small way, I see it. Most of us are just all like, right. Wow, that jerk.
I think it's kind of circumstantial.
I'm not saying never, ever. I am just saying.
What I'm saying is that just because I wish death on everyone who slights me even a little bit, I'm not going to actively go to any ends to do anything about it. As it would be convenient. But that being said, Harry actually witnessing it, I feel, and him still being like, eh, whatever, shit happens to assholes. It's like, okay, but she's a regular mortal human who's gotten roped into some vampire shit. Maybe have a little bit more compassion here about
her situation. Well, and that's it. Trixie mostly is just stupid. She's selfish beyond belief and stuff like that. Yeah, but she is mostly just stupid and whatever.
Yeah, it's not evil.
Right? Yeah, which is its own kind of evil. Is Harry
wrong place, wrong time.
But yeah, so yeah. Half and half, I'm with you. On the one hand, yes, I can see it from that point that he's just like, yeah, whatever. On the other half, I'm like, yeah, but he's really not happy with her and everything. I mean, that's like, yeah, what are we at now? There's the two that died before. Then there was attempts on, Giselle and Inari. Emma also. So is it just the three deaths, the two prior to him starting and now Emma? And then, but yeah, out of five or six attempts or whatever, and three of them have succeeded, and I don't know. He's having a rough night. Maybe it could be him being a little bit like, whatever, I don't have time to deal with that right now.
Right, that's a lot of...
I mean, there's nothing he can do about it.
There isn't anything he can do
about it. Except for have compassion in his mind for it, and he doesn't. He's like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck that bitch.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I would have to live through the same sequence of events, and then I could let you know for sure whether...
Either way, it's quite the way to surprise the reader that, you know, Madge actually has magical abilities, which is, whoa!
It's not all just straight-up vending machine, yeah.
I read that, I was like, what? Snap!
What?
Damn!
Yeah, because, yeah, as we discovered with Lucille and Trixie, there isn't... Yeah, they just needed to be... The extra bodies close the circuit. Three is powerful. Blah blah blah.
Yeah, because the insinuation was is it was Wraith that was actually the magical header of it. And I sort of assumed when I was reading through that it was just him that was using them as sort of like that additional energy.
Well, sort of kind of, because I know that's what Harry was saying about him needing the other ones, is that Wraith kind of can't do, like, he knows about the supernatural stuff, but again, he doesn't have. But to me, initially, it was more the focusing on, because Dresden keeps saying it's like a big old vending machine or whatever, right? He's like, they're putting the quarters in and spitting it out. So it was more just like they needed them, right? That none of them necessarily had power. It was, right? Wraith could have come and been like, okay, here's what you do. Here's how you do it, whatever. you know, but that, yeah, not that
which
she
herself.
Which is a
herself. Little different than her just being like, foosh.
But yeah, now you discovered that, yeah, it's, ooh. And which came first, right, was when he started going into this stuff and thinking about this, did then she be like, ooh, magic is real, let me read up on some of this, because we know that Madge is motivated and right, she's the only one that's got money, because she's the one that was able to, like, invest in Arturo's thing and blah, 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 right, so she's the only one that, you know, took whatever she made off her porn star days and actually was kind of adult and grew up and did things with it, right? And so Lucille was, again, we don't know her exact situation other than she was not the smartest and she was kind of a little bit too melodramatic. So she obviously, you know, didn't have enough to keep, and Trixie is just plain batshit.
I feel that Lord Wraith, one of two things. Either A, we know the magic slides off him so he can't perform ritual magic, even can't touch it himself because he just can't touch magic at all.
Maybe, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or B, he's aware that there's consequences, everything comes with a price, and he's like, I'm not the one pressing the vending machine button.
I don't have to tell them that everything comes back on you, but no, just, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's a little bit, yeah, of him just being like, yeah, I'm a king, I don't push buttons, that's on you. You draw the fucking chalk circle, okay? I'm going to give you a place to do it, I'm going to protect you, okay?
This
we're going to have this buddy-buddy.
I don't do my own grunt work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a question then, because Harry recognizes at one point when the magic itself is, like, not that strong and he's able to deflect it. But then at some point there that he recognizes...
In this moment or when the curses are coming
the prior? The prior one.
Yeah. He recognizes the spell was stronger.
Yeah.
They sacrificed Lucille and it was a jumped up power.
Oh, that's why it was because of the sacrifice.
Because of the blood sacrifice there.
Thank you.
That's why that one was stronger.
It was the one immediately after Inari.
Inari, yeah.
And
see, I took it as a new player. That makes sense in hindsight. Okay.
Yeah, cool. So okay. they were down a player, but they upped the fuel kind of a thing or whatever, right? So...
Because I sort of took it as, like, Wraith actually involved himself in doing the ritual, and that's where I was like, well, but that makes sense. Thank you for correcting me.
Yes, that was, because she... went out. He almost felt grateful to Dresden there for a moment for saving Inari, because Lucille was such a fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes.
And then we also find out that Lord Wraith has the whole fucking castle bugged and was able to listen in on Harry's and Thomas's conversation, and he was like, oh, they're brothers.
Yeah,
oh.
So this goes back to, again, what we were saying how many chapters, episodes ago, about how you were saying of, like, a bunch of people knew that Harry's mom was Margaret, and then a bunch of people knew that Margaret had Thomas, but the White Council didn't know that the White Court knew, right? And this
I'm
is
wrong.
Yeah, this is it, this is all, is that, yeah? Even Wraith didn't know at this
point. I had forgotten.
Yeah.
None of them were paying attention to their own shit.
That's right, they were all self.
And you'd think that Lord Wraith would have been a little bit more about, like... But then this
is he knew a lot
obsessed about it,
yes.
Especially like...
He's a dossier.
But, well, I was going to say, yeah, that...
Or was that the Red Court that had
no, Laura Wraith is like, I've read the dossier on you. We don't know where she got it from, but we know that she's the one who had the information on
That's fair. But I was going to say, because would have taken Wraith a little while to figure out. Like, he probably obviously didn't know immediately.
Margaret Faye had been the one to get him.
To curse it or whatever, right? Like, yeah, it would have taken him a bit to realize that was going on and that his powers and stuff like that. But that was the other thing, is that when she got away and she disappeared, right? So I'm like, on the one hand, I do kind of see how he's like, I don't know that she went off and had another kid somewhere and that it was Harry. You know what I mean? Because that was her whole point, was disappearing and getting away from Wraith and not letting him.
Okay, but
you would think public record kind of a thing that, yes, Malcolm Dresden had, you know, is there not just a birth certificate there that says...
Okay, but we know that he was somewhat keeping track of Margaret because he's the one who killed her the night Harry was born.
Well, he was eventually able to track her down and things
like
that.
He was
clearly on her
too.
Case, though. Well, yeah. Maybe, but...
But again, to what point? Like, again, magical...
Yeah, maybe he wasn't looking over her shoulder directly, but it was still obvious that she's on his mind. I feel like any research could have been done at all to be like, oh, she's pregnant right now? Oh, she had a son?
Maybe.
The son survived
her? He may or may not have cared about that shit, though. He may just have been like, find her, right? Again, like, like these things.
And the entropy curse doesn't really give a shit of...
Yeah.
Like, no.
Which it just goes, oh, hey.
And fair enough.
Like, and this is the thing. He didn't necessarily have to know sort of where she was to aim it at, right? I mean, again, she'd been living there. She'd fathered a child. He'd fathered her child, right? Maybe he just had, like, you know, nickname. Oh, I got her old toothbrush here. Perfect. Boom. Do the spell around this, and it'll direct Linkly to her because of the,
I will say, the chances of having a magical child are pretty low, too. So even if he knew that there was a son, he probably just thought, like, all right, throw him in the system and move on with our lives. He'll never matter again. And then to be like, wait,
well,
they gave birth to a super jacked up asshole that's friends with all my kids? my bad. Gotta kill that guy.
All right, I can't remember. I've forgotten. How did Thomas figure it out that they were brothers?
He just looked up Harry's mom. Oh. He did the work that apparently Laura and Lord Wraith weren't willing to do.
Okay. So it's not ill-conceived that we would assume that everybody else would know, and that's why we're like, oh, they didn't?
Okay, thanks. Thomas just met him one day and was like, you're cool. Who's your mom? I was like, oh my God. Or more to the point, a little orphan boy, or I guess Thomas isn't an orphan, but he doesn't really claim his dad because he sucks. And he's just like, I wish I knew more about my mom. And then he goes out into the world to like Google search his mom. And everyone's like, she had a son, Harry Dresden. And he's like, what? Because that would be what would happen right. If you walked out into the magical world and you're like, someone please tell me about Margaret Le Fay. And everyone's like, that stupid bitch and her stupid bitch son, Harry Dresden.
Are you
like,
kidding? Because Harry's tried that a million times and they all go, oh, you want to know? What are you going to pay for it?
Sure, but I still
nobody will tell Harry shit, but Thomas, they're just like, oh yeah, here's the scoop.
It is tale as old as time that children want to know about their dead parents. Lord Wraith wasn't like... The Lord Wraith and Lara Wraith both were like, who gives a fuck about this one guy that gave birth to or this one girl that gave birth to Thomas? Doesn't matter. But Thomas was like, my mom, I want to know everything about her. And the only thing he could learn was she gave birth to Harry Dresden. He's like, all right, I guess I'll go meet that guy.
Okay.
Oh, wow. It's the story of every, you know, lost sibling searching for their sibling.
Long as old as rhyme, okay? I described it perfectly. And then Lord Wraith gets all scary again because he's all like, I have acquired some influence with the local authorities. And you think he's maybe talking like he knows like some other random cop or anything like that. And he's like, Murphy, take off your shoes. And she's like, just does it. And it's like, oh, you mean her like 5 seconds ago, you gained influence with the local authorities.
Fuck.
Oh.
And how simplistic and yet how fucking impactful is that in and of itself?
Just
take off
simple.
Your socks and shoes and throw them in the pit. Now try and run away and do shit. We're in a cave, in a forest, on the edges of town.
And you don't know what's on that floor.
No kidding. For that reason, I would have resisted. When's the last time you cleaned
this
place?
Why is it sticky?
I don't wanna.
Exactly. Yeah. It's such a simple, simple thing, and yet so very effective.
And also just the kind of, like, you know, humiliation factor of it, too, is like, yeah, all I've asked you to do, take off your shoes and throw them in a pit. I'm like, yeah. And
well,
you
yeah,
do it.
Again,
you'll do whatever the fuck
I yeah, that, too, of just exactly that you are going
that
to.
That power play.
That power play, yeah. But, yeah. But if you do decide to, you know, do anything, you don't have any shoes to kick me with, that's going to hurt your feet. You can't run away. You're just going to, yeah, you just, damn. You've gone so soft since shoes were invented.
Mm-hmm. So, and then he makes this point about it's going to be a marked year, which, yeah, fair enough. He's correct. He's absolutely correct. If he pulls off this night, it's going to be the first time in 3 decades that he's fucking winning again.
Yeah.
Okay? All you got to do is end this bloodline curse and you get to do whatever the fuck you want again.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got two...
You're going to take out two big... You're going to get rid of your brothers. Son. You get rid of Dresden.
Two big players that are just at your mercy already.
You get a cop.
And sure, a cop, he says, as much, like, weeks and days. You know, he's not going to keep her around for even a year.
No, but again, for
especially
a while,
as this
got...
is going to be, like, his first meal, she probably won't make it through the night.
Right.
So, moving on to the ritual, Madge feels that she's got enough power to do it on her own. I can press the vending machine button all by myself. I'm a big girl.
She's had quite a bit of practice at this point.
They have a sacrifice.
They have a sacrifice to help juice this thing up. They've got most of it set up and ready to go. So yeah, she's like, yeah, I can handle the rest. We're good to go.
Yeah, not a problem. Throw Trixie in the hole.
So they're still having their little bit of back and forth and blah, blah, blah. And she gets going on it. And then all of a sudden, bing, Wraith hears something. Do I hear sirens? And gee, so he can ascertain that it's because the bodyguard is like, are the police here? He's like, no, it's an ambulance.
Shit disturber Harry.
Huh, gee, what are the EMTs doing here?
I wonder.
I hope nobody got hurt. I'm sure it couldn't have been Inari.
What do you mean? What did you do to Inari?
Fine, don't worry about it. Let's get on with some killing here.
Like, the fact that Wraith is so... easy to take this bait, and it's such obvious bait.
Yes and no, but at the same time, Harry's been causing some shit. Inari's already, right, because there was the vamp curse attack, and then, again, wasn't there just whatever, didn't something else has happened to her with
As far as Lord Wraith knows, he only knows about the mugging, okay? Because everything else has happened since he's been in the cave with Thomas. So
yeah.
He doesn't know about any more injuries to her.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so that way. So yeah, so either way, but just some shit has happened to her lately, right? It's his last little one. He's got to make sure she gets over this hump into vampirehood, right? He's got to...
Well, I think even more on a regular note, he doesn't give a fuck, okay? He kills all his sons off, okay? If one daughter doesn't make it, what's the big deal? Especially because when he gets all his power back, he can just start farming more children anyways again.
But
it is an affront to House Wraith if one random wizard gets to kill off one of his kids.
Well, okay, well, yeah. That
and the public use of her powers if she, you know, goes off the rails like he
Well, and that's the other thing he taunts.
That
yeah.
was a pretty good taunt.
Mm. Yeah, but I'm, again, even prior to that, I think he's shown that he, like, again, everything is about possession and it's mine. So, yeah, while the boys he doesn't care about and the boys he only doesn't care about because of their threat to him, otherwise I'm sure he would be just as possessive and everything over them, right? But I think that's the thing is, I think it is more than just that. I don't think he's like, yeah, whatever, I've got, you know, 10 kids already or whatever. I think it is, it's like, Inari is mine. Inari is not, right? Like, she's almost there. She's at the time where she's ready to make that first kill and become enslaved to her demon or whatever, but she's not yet. And again, nobody else gets to take that from him. Nobody else gets to hurt her. Nobody else gets to, you know what I mean? Because otherwise he wouldn't have been as pissed about the curse coming down on her either. He would have been like, oh shit, that was dumb, but okay, well, whatever. Right? So I think it is more than that. I think he does the whole like right or wrong, make sense or not. He's like, no, that's mine. Nobody else gets to decide or pick or choose or whatever that is. He's like, so yeah, I think he is overly possessive enough.
But
regardless.
Yeah, well, it works that he can run at super speed to go check it out in a minute. Because really, why would you just be like, well, fuck, I can't even go check. You're like, yeah, you might as well go if you can go back and forth in a minute, right? That fucking super speed, so. Although, what do you expend to use that super speed just to run to the house and back? Being pretty frivolous right now. But it's fine. In another 7 minutes.
Well, again, he figures this, yeah, right? He's not worried about if he's using a little extra right now.
So.
But yeah.
You think that they, because they have to have it at an exact time that they practice, like, how long it takes to actually do the ritual?
Like, one of them must have it on a watch, like...
Okay, you have to start at exactly this time, and you have to use this cadence to do it properly.
I'm sure, Nish, I could...
Or she's got there with a watch. She's like, okay, you gotta slow this down.
And part of it is intent as well, as long as you are ready.
You know, it's an hourglass. You gotta stay thematic here, and just blow up a watch. What?
It's all part of intent, too. I felt like even though you're supposed to do, like, you know, say the right words of the ritual, I also feel like if you are, you know, need to cut off the last sentence or two or skip the middle and just say the last sentence or two or whatever like that, as long as your intent is
man
even...
and white. Say man and white.
Yeah, I do. I feel
well,
like, you know,
got
you
married.
Can...
No, you didn't. You didn't say it.
But as long as you believe in what you're saying, do you really need all the ritual, right? You've got to know this demon's name by now. You got to know what's important to this by now. You can just be like... All right, Beelzebub, let's go.
I can see multiple ways of this in the sense that, A, they might... I mean, again, they might not have had a lot of time to practice in some ways because...
This is only the sixth time.
No, I meant prior to that. Starting out, because I was like, they didn't need to do this until Arturo got involved and whatever, right? Because before that, they could still... Right, so it's not like for 6 months they've been planning to start doing this. It was like, oh shit, all of a sudden I can't go. Oh, he's in love, he's untouchable, I can't send Lara in, now we gotta do something, right? So there's that. So did they have a couple of practice runs to it? Maybe obviously yes, over having done it, but obviously it worked the first time. The first time somebody died, it worked. So they had it down by then, right?
But their practice runs, like they just get some like shitty little
like,
imp.
So I was thinking more like,
what do you want again?
Hey, how long does it take to get this all set up? How long does it take to say it? Whether or not they actually, you know, just the dry run, not the dress rehearsal. But the other hand could be kind of what you're saying is that it's not necessarily that they have to finish it on the clock, but that's when it, right? They just have to have it done like before within. And then at that time, that's when it, you know what I mean?
The apex of power, maybe.
Yeah, right. So, like, the demon's gonna, you know, midnight or whatever is the time he acts, and right. So it's like, well, you can't do it like an hour before because it'll have fizzled out before then, and you can't do it like 20 minutes later because you'll miss your mark. But if it, you know, it takes 15 minutes or whatever to da 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 da. So as long as you do it any time within that, then boom! At once midnight hits. He's gonna do it, right?
I'm trying to spend this whole time thinking of a metaphor. Here's the best I came up with.
All right, let's go.
Looking forward to this.
Yeah, yeah. Here we are now.
So bad. You can't just give birth at any point. You gotta wait till you're dilated at 10 centimeters. But once
you're off that point, and
at any point after, there. You're good to go.
Exactly.
Okay.
Kind of, sort of. It's like the Jack in the Box thing.
Because I was trying to think, I was like, if you like really badly want to have your kid born on a certain date, so you're like, okay, you can't give birth, you got like 7 minutes to midnight. As long as you just wait 7 more minutes and it's after midnight, your kid will be born on the date you want him to be born on, right? Mm-hmm. And like, but you know, I was like, nope, not good enough. Let's go on to dilation.
Let's get right down to the nitty gritty.
So Harry actually does use this time while Wraith is away to start giving some motivational pep talks, which is a good thing, okay? I feel like this is a dark and sad moment. This is the time to be like, okay, guys, we're going to do it. It's going to be
fine. Comic relief. He tries. He's like, hey, what's your name? And she gives it, right? He's like trying to be polite, get to know you. I don't give a fuck about Barbie.
Know. Who cares about her?
Because that's half of his inspirational pep talk right there.
Barbie doesn't matter. She's
like, wow, hostile. That's all she gets. Yeah. No reply. So yes, then he moves on to the check around. Hey, Thomas, how you doing? Right? Thomas is doing real good.
Murphy, on the other hand.
Hey, Murph, don't check out on me. Come on.
Don't leave me alone.
Murph.
Shut up, Mr. Dresden.
Okay. Back to
okay.
I also do, like, he's like, you're a human, I'm a human. Shouldn't we be working together to kill the bad guys? Yeah, he pays her, like, $100,000 a year to basically do nothing. Like, yeah, she's good.
Occasionally, yeah. But he starts getting under her skin a little bit when he's like, oh, I'll just have to kill you like I did the other bodyguard Kent and your twin. And the nostrils start flaring. And so, okay, she's listening. So, again, is she that well-trained, that calm, cool, and collected under pressure? Or is her brain that fried that, again, she doesn't have enough initiative left to do anything, but...
Was Harry just that annoying?
Okay, well, that we know.
That
but
we know.
I meant the fact that she hasn't responded before now, that she hasn't blown his head off for taunting him, right?
Six of one, half a dozen of another.
Starting to get a reaction. But, yeah, and he just keeps going.
He's good at that.
he's good at that.
Army surplus blow up doll. That's a pretty good insult.
So then he just
Well, she goes to shoot him.
Well, yeah, but this was your point from earlier. His what can I say? Inspiring anger is my gift. I have a responsibility to use it wisely. Hey, bitch. Excuse me, talking to you over here.
The fuck did you just say to me?
The fuck. Yeah.
Luckily, Murphy wasn't quite so brainwashed.
Maybe it's just small. She had to take her shoes off. Bare feet don't make much sound on a stone floor.
Yeah.
Aikido champion. Don't make much of a
difference to that, too. Yeah, Aikido.
The whiplash of all whiplash.
Mm-hmm.
So here comes Murphy with a flying kick to the back of the neck. Spinal cord, goodbye.
Remember, like, 20 chapters ago when she was telling off that kid for hesitating? No hesitation here. You want to attack? You're fucking attacking.
Right? Monotool, you're a moose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you don't have to be. Itty bitty Murphy. But yeah, can you just right? Like, we've all seen the action movies. I mean, and this is what I find so funny, interesting, weird, strange. I don't know. Between books and movies and the amount of damage. Like, we've talked about Harry. Right? Okay, how much Harry gets beat to shit and then still keeps going until the end of the book, or he's fine again by the next book.
He doesn't have a hand right now.
Right now. Right. Now this one's taken a little bit of serious damage. But beyond that, all the blows to the head, all the punches, right? So same thing. We see people get the shit beat out of them and then whatever, right? And here it's like one kick in the right place and boom, right? So it's like...
That reminds me, when they stripped him of all his magical gear and they were like, but keep the pain bracelet. Okay, we even feel bad about that right now.
You know what? Because he made him take his stuff off. He knew about the shield bracelet, so maybe that's just it. Maybe he just didn't know there was a pain bracelet.
Now I have two bracelets.
Because it wasn't like he had Barbie.
Patted him down.
Yeah, he just said, take off your shield bracelet, put down your staff and your amulet. So that, I think, is, in all fairness, that he's probably just lucky. Because, if he'd seen it with, he'd be like, wait, what's that one?
What's that one?
It just blended in because it's all those white beads on the white bandage. It was camouflaged. But good point. Yeah, boy, man, this night would have gone a lot differently if that had come off at the start, too. Harry just would have been done right then.
Especially when they
crying.
Manacled him up against that wall, too. That can't be good for the hand.
Oh, shit.
You need blood in there right now.
That's what's called. Anyways. Yeah. But it's just surprising me sometimes, right? I'm like, how, like, we talk about these, little inserts of like real physics and the car demolition and all that kind of stuff. You know, sometimes I'm like, how much can these guys actually take and have the crap beaten out of them and take immense and stuff?
Oh, yeah,
they
should all have brain damage.
But when you need it, you can kill them with a single kick to the back of the neck.
You'd be surprised how many people die from a single punch.
I'm not. I think I'm less surprised about that than the amount of abuse that
characters... The guys that don't die at one punch.
Yeah, right? Like, same thing in the books I'm reading now. The one guy has been pretty brutally injured in every book, just about, and he's still trucking along, right? He's now again at one point where he might have some semi-permanent damage because his arm got chopped up, so there might be nerve damage, but he survived a shooting.
Well, like,
he survived being gassed out. He survived having the shit kicked out of him, right? It's like...
At least in supernatural, fantasy, sci-fi, etc., if you've got the whole
and this
magic,
one is,
right?
Yes.
I complained about that in the Kathy Reichs books. She gets fucking concussed and beaten up every book, and she's supposed to be like... A scientist in the real world. There is no supernatural at all. And she's just like, yeah, I get beat up every book, but it's fine. No brain damage, no permanent injuries. I just bounce back.
Yeah, and I will say that from this last one that I am reading, there is no supernatural in that one. It's just straight up couple of cops kind of a thing, right? So, yeah, it's, again, a certain amount. It's maybe not quite as bad as some of this. But, yeah, is this just, again, the pure... Like, again, doctors, physics teachers, whoever's out there that, you know... I mean, how realistic is... any of that stuff for the abuse that some of these long-term heroes go through.
So going from what you're saying, so this kick sort of goes outside of Butcher's usual allowance of people getting the shit kicked out of them and living, because this is the one kick.
Yeah.
Death kick.
The death kick. Yeah.
So the reason for why would Butcher want to do it that way instead of having her live?
Oh, no, he wouldn't. No. I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying, like, I'm more saying the other thing, like, and not even specific just to Dresden or that. But again, right, it's just funny that you can take somebody like Murphy who's got her martial arts training. And yes, it's perfectly within the realm of possibility that she gets there. She can put enough power into that kick. Absolutely, positively, I'm not questioning the fact that she was able to kill her this way. It's, again, it's looking at all the times Dresden as example or these non-supernatural characters, whether it's Will Smith, whether it's Bruce Willis, whether it's, you know, the guy in the book I was reading now, right? Just how much beat, like, they get, like, whacked in the back of the head with a baseball bat, and that's not enough to break their neck or whatever, you know what I mean? It's just interesting that, like, you can do it that simply and that effectively, and yet they get, well, like, crushed by a car every third book and still manage to survive, you know?
Bruce Willis, Bruce Lee, not Bruce Willis, fuck. Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan, whatever, purposely broke their bones so that they would heal back stronger. Because the fractured bones are stronger than regular bones. Okay?
If it's done properly.
If done properly, whatever, right? So
I didn't
in
know,
some
no, I
cases
didn't know
like
Chan
that,
had broken bones.
I don't know. Some martial arts people do that, okay? I don't know.
Okay, fine. Okay, yeah.
But you purposely break bone, okay, yeah. Boxers, whatever. Break bones that it doesn't break as easily the second time, okay?
Right. Yeah, I see that.
So in some of these cases, there are certain things where it's like, yeah, you could almost build up a resistance to it in certain areas. Obviously not like your fucking neck and spinal cord, but something.
Well, I know you're right. I guess that is part of it too, because yeah, if you're a big muscle guy on whatever, yeah, you can take more.
Right, but right.
There's...
I think that there is also, as we see in real life, a lot of people who did have really violent childhoods or younger adult years. And
or
seemingly bounce back and then is like, you know, 70, 80, 90 year old. They're like confined to one spot on their couch because they can't fucking move any of their limbs anymore because everything is just so arthritis or bruised or banged,
yeah,
or have so many fractures that didn't affect them when they were young and spry, or they could shrug off back pain in the morning and now they're just like,
I guess.
I had like 35 concussions in my youth and now I can't do shit now. Like,
yeah, and there are, and we do see things like boxers and football players that, you know, you can see the effects of
a harsh concussion later
and,
life.
Yeah, same things that, yeah, your career, you know, we should be like 35 and you're retired, but it's like, yes, when you're a sports player, yes, because you put so much strain on your body that, yeah, after that you can't. So I guess it's just one of those things, right? It's just that spectrum of it sometimes, right? That is just like insane.
Obviously, you know, suspension of disbelief.
Yeah, a certain amount of exactly getting the shit beat out of you and still walking away at the end and then just being like that one perfect kick that just is like done right there. But we need it right now. We're happy for it. Good job, Murphy. We didn't have time to dick around. You guys are down. They don't have weapons. Murphy doesn't have shoes. So we needed a one and done. And she does it brilliantly. And Harry's like, oh, thank fucking God. I was about to start just yelling random. She has a great line there. She's like, well, that's what happens when your vocabulary is lower than your bowling score.
but smart enough too. She steals both the weapon, the bullets, and the keys off the guard real quick. Ba-ching! So all you need, right?
Right. Thank God Murphy is not a dumb cop.
Yeah, and gets those shackles off of Harry too.
And they start strategizing. And she's like, all right, so we just pack up and go now? Because this is really, really, really bad. And, you know, I told you it was going to be bad. But now that I've actually seen it, it's a really, 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 really bad.
Let's go.
Let's get cut and run. And Harry's like, yeah, but then Thomas dies, which would suck. And, okay, well, let's just, you know, interrupt the whole thing. Yeah, that would get rid of Mac, but then Thomas would still die, which is bad. And we might die. So, yeah, all this interrupting and messing up with it just... Hence kablooey, hence, yeah, there's, yeah. So it's interesting because Harry's like, oh, we just got to mess it up. And she's like, you keep telling me we can't mess it up or we all die. Now you're telling me we're going to mess it up. He's like, well, there's a way you got to mess it up. So yeah, he wants to bargain. He wants to build a bargaining chip. He wants to swap Thomas for, right? So Madge has to keep the thing going so it doesn't backfire on her while she's in the middle of it.
Could you imagine being Madge at this point and being like, I've got to fucking focus on this, but these little fuckers
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy thing to imagine if you were really in that moment. Just her being totally fucked right now.
Yeah.
I mean, they can do anything to her. They could shoot her right now, really. Like, yeah. They've got their reasons for not doing that, but... You're so vulnerable right now.
Well, yeah, and that is really the thing that they get to sit around here. I mean, that's the thing why she couldn't even, you know, warn the bodyguard or anything like that. She's like, I can't take time to, you know, do. And yeah, so she's like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. Mm-hmm. Exactly. If she just calls it off, boom, backlash. If she keeps going, boom, they could take her out. Right. Yep. So, yeah, she's got to be like, okay, again, self-preservation instinct at the very least, I would think, like, okay, I'm not going to screw it up and take myself out right now. She's got to hope that when Wraith comes back, he's still powered up to do so. Because, again, she...
And they just strategize right in front of her anyway.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly, right?
Whatever, they she's got fucked. She's just fucked. So.
Got nothing, right? She can't do jack shit. If she stops to warn Wraith and tell him what's going on, she interrupts her thing. That's kablooey. That's bad. You know, so, yeah, they just have a... heyday right there. So yeah, we figure out that Harry still got his sword cane because I don't know, Wraith didn't notice and Barbie
Wraith didn't demand he drop it. So
yeah, presumably I'm just gonna imagine under the coat or something because it's still weapon like even if you don't know it's a cane is still a weapon even if you don't know there's a sword in it kind of a thing, right? And he's like, yeah, Barbie didn't seem to have enough brain cells and initiative to.
Well, there's a certain amount of arrogance that Wraith employs that just he assumes he's gonna win.
Yeah, that too, but I well,
and also just that you don't expect a wizard to have a gun or a sword strapped to their thigh.
Like. Yeah, like, I'm just, exactly, it's not, you know, that dossier obviously did not include a specific rundown of every piece of Harry's arsenal kind of a thing, mm-hmm. So yes, without it being obvious and knowing, and like I say, they didn't bother to pat him down because they were trying to, you know, not get too close and do shit, but mm-hmm. Regardless, so he's at least got that. So, yeah, they decide to do the wait and see plan. So we're just going to pretend like we haven't escaped and hope that something presents itself.
Madge,
that we
do what the fuck we tell you, Madge.
And yeah, exactly, right?
And then this final part of their plan right before they go to their places too is that Murphy's like, well, if we don't take care of Madge, she's going to run. And Harry's like, no problem. The White Council will be on her ass. That is such Warden. A simple thing. All Harry ever has to go out and do is fight the people who are not pissing off the White Council, which is just about everyone. But for those few that they're piss off the White Council, Harry doesn't have to involve himself. He's like, I got to do is rat you out.
I just got to put out the APB and that's it. Mm-hmm. They will do the rat. They will find you and it's their problem to find you.
I can't point fingers at like werewolves or vampires, but I can point it at bad witches and wizards. And it almost is like, what do you think that's like for the White Council to be like, you're snitching on your own guys? Like, you're also evil. Like,
you would think, and yet that never occurs to them. Gee, maybe Harry's a good guy. But again, I suppose it's that whole no honor among thieves.
Yeah,
of
right.
Of course, you'd rat him out so you don't have to take the fall. I mean, that was always Morgan's thing, right? He's like, you did it all. You're just trying to blame it on the Shadow Man. And, oh, well, you did this whole thing. You're just trying to blame it on the fairies. Well, you did this whole thing. You're trying
That's
to blame it on the vampires.
Point, though. It's just funny for the White Council. Like, you know, a lot of evil witches and wizards for being such a good guy.
But I'm point. So do
your friend doesn't pay you back for pizza. You turn him in.
Right? Kiba. Oh, yeah. You bet the spine on my Dean Koontz novel. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm doing it. I'm calling the one. You don't believe me? I'm dialing right now. Yeah. Hello? Hello, wardens? Yeah. But
ace in the pocket.
But yes. Yeah. Harry doesn't give two shits about that. He's like,
they'll
we don't
her.
Have to stop her. Let her run away. I got people that can track her down and find her. And they will find her.
Yeah. This is the one thing they care about.
This is the one thing they care about. Yeah. Exactly. So.
Yeah.
gotta wonder even, like, what kind of proof do you, you know, does he have to, like, okay, you've got shit going on.
They clearly don't care about proof. Harry's life would be a lot simpler otherwise.
Yes and no.
Well, yeah, because, like, the proof is going to be, like,
all the dead people that got ritually killed.
Well, and Murphy, who's not supposed to know about magic.
Yeah.
So right. Now he's in trouble for telling the secrets of the council.
Okay, but this is what
Murphy got kidnapped by a vampire. So that's not Harry's fault.
Maybe if, when, where, and why there's evidence from this particular situation in it as it's going down or whatever, right? But what about the first personal assistant got stung to death by bees or whatever, right?
And hit by a car while water skiing.
How do you prove that Madge is the one that, right? So you come after, even the wardens to say, except they do have some, because otherwise they just fucking be killing each other off every 5 minutes if they had absolutely no proof of anything ever. I get that they're, it's not extensive sometimes.
He's just going to go to McCoy instead. Be like, so you can break all the rules, right?
Hey, I got one
for you.
Kill this bitch.
You know what? I'm not pissed at you anymore because now I'm like, I can work this to my advantage.
You know another wizarding world whose government is useless as fuck?
No, do tell.
I'm just saying, there are a whole bunch of Cornelius's fudges in this room.
Right? But yeah, it's one of those things that you're like, how do they sometimes get there?
Harry, don't you know? Pull out your iPhone and record everything all the time.
I just go, fuck, what is that now? I'm trying to think. I don't remember if it was a show or a book. I feel like there was a thing where they could get like a, maybe it's even in here at some point.
Harry, a 5-minute replay?
Yeah. Yeah, basically where it's like you can pull the thing out of the room or whatever, right? Like read what happened.
Psychic memory?
Almost, kind of. The Black Jewel series, that's what it is. They have things where they can divine basically what happened moments prior in a room kind of a thing. So, okay, so yeah, okay. But yeah, that would be cool too if they could just go in and yeah, sort of have that thing of like replaying the last few minutes and seeing what happened. But
it would make things a lot more useful. Other things that make life useful in these dark and drab situations. Magic mind.
Mm-hmm.
When you're having a bad day, when you're having a regular average day and you just need to get started, magic mind. Very useful.
Natural energy drink.
Stress reducing, anxiety reducing.
You can take it without, or if you take it with your caffeine, it's an extra boost without having to double dose the caffeine.
All reward, no risk.
But for people like me that don't do caffeine because it hates them, you can also just take it on its own and still reap the rewards and benefits.
Mm-hmm. Non-addictive.
More focused.
Doesn't give you the jitters. It's got really cool ingredients like matcha. Tastes great.
The little bottles are absolutely, positively adorable.
Just a good way to include your healthy daily nutrients without having to go to all the work of buying and preparing actual vegetables.
It's true.
Yeah.
Because it's in liquid form, you absorb it better too.
Anything that your body doesn't have to work at is just supposed to be healthier for you. So drinking room temperature or anything, your body doesn't have to heat it up or cool it down in order to
absorb
the nutrients inside of it. Anything your body doesn't have to break down and then digest in order to absorb the nutrients. So essentially, yes, liquid room temperature anything is the healthiest way for you to consume anything.
Some great ingredients in this stuff too.
You've got the Bacopa Monnieri, which is a nootropic that improves your attention span, your ability to process and learn new information.
Which is all we ever tell you on this podcast.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And sometimes you'll just need to have a magic mind just to understand us.
Right. Or ashwagandha, which is an adaptogen that reduces stress and anxiety.
Which you don't need for this podcast. There's no way we're stressing you out with the horrible things we say every day.
No.
No, we need it for each other.
For that guy that cuts us off in traffic. Jessica.
Everyone is dead. I'm living a great life.
It's because she didn't take in any of her rhodiola rosacea, which is a nootropic and an adaptogen that reduces fatigue and anxiety, increases body resistance to stress, improves physical and mental endurance, and enhances mental clarity.
If this sounds good for you, you can try it at magicmind.com/McNally, McNally. Use the discount code McNally20. You get 50% off a subscription, or you can get 20% off a one-time purchase. And if you use it in the next 10 days, it's going to stack together.
But give it a try. There's something comical to me that the fact that they have to actually throw the bodyguard into the hole as well. I'm like, oh god.
Yeah, right. They're like, wait a minute, this is gonna be a little obvious. And yeah, they just like, oh, okay.
Again, more waste of human life, and they're both just like, ah, that's the day.
But see, again, she was holding them hostage. This is necessary.
This should really go against the whole cop thing again. Like, I don't know, what a horrible day for ethics.
It is. I don't know. I mean, in general, yes, okay. But again, in the context of fictional story. I mean, these guys literally have already tried to, like, run him off the road and help him. You know what I mean? Like, at this point, this person is very definitely...
Yeah, in a dog-eat-dog world.
It is, right, I think this is a self-defense kind of a thing. They know this woman will kill them. If she's about to, like, Murphy attacks to the point where she's about... Dresden has finally pissed her off enough that she's about to blow her damn head off. So I think Murphy, yeah, feels more like she's got justification in that sense. And again, it's got, right?
They can't really hide her behind, like, the throne thingy, like, right? Like, jutting out.
Kick her under some of those pillows, like.
About as tall as Harry.
You know. But yeah, I to a point, I see what you're saying. But again, in the context of it, I think that, yeah, I feel that she probably did something.
As soon as you start justifying it, it gets easier and easier.
Hell yeah, baby. Right. Murphy's killed a bunch of people in London. I was just like, what's one more? The Renfield. Yep. What's a Shadow Man guy? What? Murphy's going to start popping him off left, right, and center.
So basically their only plan is to just hopefully get him to use up as much of his reserves as possible, which still probably won't even be enough, but it's the best plan they've got.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe shooting might work. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
We'll find out.
Get rid of his life reserves, his extras.
Yeah. Which is, again, at this moment... when Lord Wraith is the most willing to use it up because he thinks,
he's about to get
five more minutes and it will never be a problem again. This really is the moment to do it. Even yesterday or the day before might have been too long for him to be like, I'm not risking it. But five minutes from getting his strength back, he's
the
like,
the end
sure.
is in sight. Yeah, exactly, right? He's got nothing to lose here.
Right? Like you save up your money all month long and then it's like the last week of the month and you're like, fuck it, let me buy everything.
All my bills are paid, yeah. I need to save it for
you. Who cares, whatever.
That's how everybody does it, right?
Yeah, only then you realize on the first you have to pay rent again. You're like, oh, well.
Damn it.
Things you should have thought through.
So, right? He's pretty sure he's covered for rent right now. And he's just like, who cares? Go crazy.
Right? He's 18. This is his first big paycheck.
Spend it all.
Places, everyone. Chop, chop. Let's go back.
So Wraith comes back in and Madge tries to warn him about Murphy. But while he's distracted with that, Harry takes a really heavy swing with those shackles at Wraith. And man, Wraith has got some power because he almost immediately, his body starts mending itself, which is incredibly insane.
Okay, imagine though, you've got like 100% superpowers to heal anything, and you've, you know, used only like 10% over 30 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now you still have 90% to just use whatever. Yeah, heal up in a second. Why not? Again, you've got all this money in the bank sitting there for no rent to pay, like...
Mm-hmm.
Well, buy whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Heal whatever you want in a second. Who cares, right?
Like he's saying, it's the whole you can't take it with you, kind of, right? This is the moment. This is kind of his do or die. Why limp around half healed and risk something worse or just having to be as opposed to just like quick top yourself right back up and squish the other guy fast, right? Yeah. Like you say, he's like, you don't sort of have to play
high
it
stakes.
Safe right now. Mm-hmm. High stakes. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like, sure. If you have to live for the next 100 years, you're going to be like, all right, I'll just heal enough that I'm not going to die and I will let nature take its course. But now you're like, no, fuck that. I got this guy coming at me right now. We need to stay 100%. All the time.
I'm one of those annoying video game players where I save all like the super hyped up magical stuff. I'm like, what if I need it for something else later and I never use it? And then you beat the game and you've never used any of this shit and you're like, oh, all right. Well, that was dumb.
I do that too.
Yeah. Yeah. I did some. I'm getting slightly better now because I used to do that a lot. And then it was like, wait a minute. Why? This is why it's here when you're having a time, you know. But yeah, exactly. It's perfectly, what he's done up until now. So yeah, everyone's back and he just comes gazelle like gliding back into the cave. And you just see him just like,
I feel so pretty and witty and gay. And then Murphy shoots him.
Bam! Wait, what?
And it goes right through his body. Okay, paper thin vampire.
I mean, isn't that usually what bullets do?
I feel like most of them more get trapped inside the body. Most of them usually just hit one side of the body. It's not very often they go all the way through to the other, like, exit and entrance wounds.
I feel like there's enough, because most of the procedurals I've watched, they're always checking for, and there isn't always one, but they're always checking for an exit wound. So you would think most times you would expect it, or they wouldn't be. They'd just be like, oh, it'll be trapped in the body, and then be like, oh my god, there's actually an exit wound, as opposed to, let's find the exit wound and be like, oh my god, it's actually trapped. And we don't know. I don't know what, again, I don't think they've told us how big a gun this is, but I'm thinking it relative to, I don't know. It does not seem strange to me.
I feel like it's more like bullets either graze or just get trapped by the body. I could totally be wrong.
Well, it's probably a 22. A 45 seems, if it's a bodyguard, that's where she got the gun from.
And again,
it's a little heavier caliber versus
Wraith
the 22 is
does have a lot of supernatural, right? They're not all humans. So if you're going to take out...
Most bullets are designed to hit the target without exiting. However, in many situations, an exit wound would be present.
I was going to say, what's your target, though? For most people, I mean, yes.
Like tissue, human tissue, bodies, humans. Vampires. So
meant for hunting.
Hunting, I was going to say, yeah, hunting. I was going to say, a lot of target bar would be target, you know? Like, they're not...
Because there's different bullets that are designed to, like, stop you.
There are, yes, yeah, there are armor piercing and this and that. And
do you know they don't actually go in to take the bullet out? They just, unless it's, like,
yeah, sometimes it's
something,
just
they
safer
just leave
to
it.
Leave it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because half the time you can do more potential damage to go in and dig it out. Yeah, if it's not actually infringing on anything, then
the
yes.
Bullet. No, don't.
Yes, they do. That's why everybody has all those great stories about, you know...
Great Grandpa Jack and his...
Right?
Weird plate head.
Right?
17 bullet fragment. I don't know.
Exactly. So Murphy shoots him, and there's an exit wound.
It doesn't do much because he runs away and turns off all the lights.
Fuck. Can he see in the dark? Tell you in a minute. Great.
Fuck.
Literally, though, I complained about this already. His research on vampires fucking sucks. Right? Just like their dossier on him fucking sucked.
Okay, you know what? How much of this stuff did you look up before you know, had to... It's in the movie.
Sometimes
suddenly,
you learn by doing.
It's suddenly when it becomes relevant that you're like, oh, wait.
I just, as a D&D player, whether or not you can or cannot see in the dark is generally, like, question two.
Sure, but did you think about that as often before you became a D&D player? No, because in your regular life, it doesn't come up. But once you need to know, now he's, Ray, this is like, gee, I got faced with warlocks, I need to know more about warlocks. Gee, I got faced with werewolves, I need to know more about werewolves.
He got faced with vampires 3 books ago, and
but
he still doesn't know anything about them.
Red Court vampires, and he learned lots about Red Court vampires.
And then, like, yesterday he quizzed Bob, and Bob gave them all these sorts of facts, and they still didn't go over. Can they see in the dark? Super strength, super speed, reserves.
See, that part he knows. He just told Murphy that he totally has super strength and his reserve of power. Come on.
Doesn't know about the dark, though.
Doesn't know about the dark. We're about to find out.
This guy sucks at his job.
Can't do everything all the time.
Worst protagonist ever.
This concludes our episode 12.28, Magical Spider Patty. Thank you for listening. You can find us online at freeflowrambling.com and macanellis.ca. There we have links to our other podcasts, social media, and other fun tidbits. Please subscribe if you like what you're hearing, and please consider supporting us through Patreon to keep the magic alive and to see more content. We are Free Flow Rambling. Conjure at it by your own risk.